Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I'll lead you through a series of mental exercises to enhance your ability to control your feelings so you can get better results manifesting your desires into reality. Manifesting is based on three key factors: faith, focus, and feeling. And while faith is the most important factor, it is by focusing on certain feelings that we can shift our faith as required to manifest a new experience. This is why you might hear some people say that it is our feelings that manifest our reality. Although this is not strictly true, in actual practice, it's close enough. So, let's start this process with something easy and focus on the feeling of relaxation. This will help you clear your mind and calm your emotions so you can have an easier time controlling your feelings. Notice how your body feels now. Is there any part of your body that is already relaxed? Which part is most relaxed? How would your body feel if it were completely relaxed? Can you remember a time when you were completely relaxed? Can you imagine this feeling of relaxation spreading through your entire body now? Can you imagine a feeling of deep relaxation growing more pronounced throughout your body, as if it were in the process of falling asleep? If you were tired, the feeling of a nice warm bed might appeal to you at this moment. The comfort you would feel lying on a soft mattress with a fluffy pillow under soft sheets. Of course, this is only one way to relax, and you may prefer to imagine yourself relaxing on a beach, or in front of a campfire, or maybe lying on the ground, watching clouds drift across the sky, changing shapes as they gently move from one place to another. Whatever you find to be most relaxing, imagine that you are experiencing it now. See what you would see in that situation. Hear the sounds that would be present. Remember all of the various sensations you would feel in this highly relaxing experience. And let the memory carry you away from the world outside. Feels good, doesn't it? Focus on that feeling of pleasure and allow yourself to imagine a highly enjoyable experience, one that would feel great right now. Doesn't matter what it is. If skydiving feels good to you, then imagine that. If running or playing a sport gives you a good feeling, then imagine yourself doing that. Maybe you prefer to imagine yourself eating a delicious meal or holding a loved one. Or maybe there's something else you'd really enjoy right now. Whatever gives you an incredible feeling of pleasure, allow yourself to indulge in this feeling for a moment. As you mentally engage in this pleasurable activity, notice the feeling of pleasure itself. Where do you feel it most? Does it stay in one place, or does it move around? Can you imagine this enjoyable feeling growing stronger, more intense? Can you imagine it spreading out into every part of your mind and body? What would it feel like to experience a feeling of pleasure that was 10 times more powerful? How intense could this feeling get before you find yourself completely overwhelmed and unable to think of anything else? When you feel so overwhelmed by pleasure, it is our natural tendency to enter a clear state of mind where we can bask in a feeling of deep satisfaction. In a moment that feels like it could go on forever. A feeling that could be described as heaven, floating on a cloud with the angels. There are many who say that when we are deeply connected to the divine essence of the universe, that it feels like the most intense feeling of pleasure they have ever experienced. Do you think it's possible that by imagining such an intense feeling that you can literally connect with the divine? When we are connected to a special person on an emotional level, we call it love. When we love someone or something, we feel a special connection inside. Love and connection may be said to be the same thing. Many say that God is love, and that divine love is an unconditional love. Maybe it's possible that the divine creator loves the created because there is a deep inner connection, which would also explain why so many spiritual people say that we are all part of one great being. Imagine for a moment that you are intimately connected to everyone and everything. That you are one with all of creation. How does this feel? What do you experience within yourself as you imagine yourself deeply connected with the whole universe? Do you feel that you are much bigger than your physical body? Do you feel like there could be strands of a spiritual substance connecting all of us, like a spider web that stretches around the world? Could it be that on some higher dimension of reality, that all of space and time are accessible from a single location? What feels like the most reasonable description of this idea of universal connection? Imagine this connection in clear, sharp detail and pay close attention to how it feels. It's very possible that this idea that we are all connected on some level is why there are so many who experience psychic phenomenon. ESP and intuition may simply be the result of information being passed around through this unseen connection we all share. Take a moment now and imagine that you are aware of the thoughts of others. That you can perceive what's happening on the other side of town or the other side of the world. Imagine that it's like a virtual reality television set, and you can change the channel to a different program. and then experience this program from the inside. What do you see and hear when you tune into the channel of your closest friend? Do you see the world from their eyes? Do you see them as if you were floating above them where they are now? Can you hear your friend's voice as they talk to someone else or just verbalize their thoughts inside their mind? The more you practice tuning in to various programs, the more accurate your perceptions become, until you eventually reach a point where you can count on what you get from this sixth sense to be real and true. Of course, the flow of information can go both ways. Not only can you receive information from others, you can send your thoughts to them as well. Sometimes, they will get a feeling of who the information is coming from. But most of the time, people tend to accept these thoughts as their own and act on them as if they were their own ideas. Those who have mastered this skill find that it gives them a new level of control in their lives. And it can be tempting to use this to control others, a type of power that most will never experience, simply because they don't believe it's possible. Of course, you understand that our beliefs shape our reality. And when you believe that something is possible, you find evidence to support this belief. Actually, when you think about it, the process of manifesting our desires into reality can be said to be a type of communication where you send your thoughts out into the world where they are acted upon by others. This may be a process of sending your thoughts directly to people who can act on them, or it could be that we are sending our visions to the divine mind, who then orchestrates events so our intended outcomes manifest into objective reality. However it works, it's nice to know that it does work. Let's take a short break and recall the feeling of relaxation we started with. Allow your mind to clear and feel yourself releasing everything we've done during this session. The feelings we have explored will always be accessible to you when you want to recall them and use them for whatever you desire. As with all feelings, the more you use them, the easier they are to recall. The more you focus on positive feelings, the more often you find yourself feeling good. This becomes your default mode, your natural state of being. And when you're feeling good, it's easy to have faith that everything will work out well for you. And blessings just happen on their own, without you having to do much of anything. With positive feelings and a natural expectation of success in all things, you may also find yourself feeling more energized, more vibrant, healthier even, and all this leads to getting things done with less effort. You may feel yourself going through life in a more relaxed manner, even though others may see you always in motion, always doing things, and may even be amazed at the amount of energy you expend throughout each day. Of course, as they say, it's not work when you're enjoying yourself. Okay, enough of a break. Let's move on to what may be the most important feeling of all, confidence and faith. Think of something you know to be an absolute fact. It could be the room around you and the objects within it. It could be the feeling of sunlight on your face, or the movement of air going in and out of your lungs. It could be the laws of science, the reliability of mathematics, or the passage of time. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as you know it to be an absolute fact. If you pay attention to how you feel, you'll notice a feeling of truth, a feeling that this is real. Focus on this feeling. Remember a time when you were incredibly confident in what you were doing, and notice how the same feeling was present in that experience. This feeling of truth, of reality, of confidence and trust is at the heart of manifesting. When we fully expect something to be a part of our reality, it tends to show up over and over again, like the sun coming up every morning, or the seasons changing from one to the next, or a certain level of abundance in our lives. When you become a true master of your feeling of faith, miracles become possible. Okay, go back to that feeling of absolute truth. If you must, refocus on the things you know to be absolute facts of reality to bring this feeling into your awareness. Eventually, you'll be able to simply remember this feeling, and it will be there for you whenever you need it. Imagine this feeling of truth and reality growing stronger, more powerful, more intense, and expanding out until it fills everything. You're in the middle of reality, which is sitting on a foundation of truth. If you were to symbolize this feeling of truth and reality with a color, a sound, an image, or maybe an object, what best represents absolute truth and reality to you? As you focus on this symbol, imagine the feeling of absolute truth and reality growing stronger and stronger, more and more powerful, and intensifying beyond anything you have ever experienced. You are magnetizing your symbol to become a powerful tool, a tool you will use to quickly manifest your visions into reality. This symbol of truth and reality could even represent divine power, as it has the power to make anything real and true, to manifest any idea into physical form. In ages past, royalty used various symbols to represent their authority and power over people. Clothes of a particular color, crowns or jewelry made with special metals and stones, staves or rods that could have been used as magic wands to indicate when they wanted certain things done. Your symbol for truth and reality, even when held in the private space of your own mind, can do the same for you, proving to your own mind that you have the authority and power to manifest whatever you want into reality. To use this symbol, this tool of manifesting, all you have to do is to imagine this symbol while you are also imagining the outcome you want to manifest into reality. imbue the idea of what you want with the feelings of absolute truth and reality, and the work is done. Release it and watch it happen. And knowing that you have this power to manifest your visions into reality is an incredible feeling as well. Never again would you ever fear the unknown or give up an idea simply because someone else thinks it may not work. You know differently, because you have the power of the divine behind you, working on your behalf, bestowing blessings upon you in every way imaginable. Eventually, you reach a point in your life when this has been your normal experience for many years, and you don't even think about the work that was involved in developing your skills of manifesting, the focus, the faith, and the feelings that led to your total life mastery. And you simply look at the world around you and say, "Life is wonderful," because all is good and a true state of perfection exists. When you get used to the idea that everything you want is drawn to you like a magnet, it just feels natural, a part of you, just the way things are. And this feeling makes it all happen. Yes! Okay, that's enough for this session. You've done well. I do encourage you to use this session frequently at first. Then as you develop your ability to control your feelings, you can use the ideas here to direct your own sessions and practice eliciting other feelings that may be useful to you. Until next time, be blessed, my friend.